Meal time. Does it matter? Should I be eating my evening meal before 6 p.m? Let's find out. Welcome to 9 Minutes to Better Health, a podcast series that breaks down real science for you to use in your daily life. G'day, I'm Dr. Nick Fuller. I'm an obesity expert from the University of Sydney and RPA Hospital. In my 15 years in the field, I've seen, heard, and helped people from every demographic. And I've seen, heard, and observed every fad diet and weight loss diet that exists. And here's the thing. They all work short term, but then the weight comes back. The truth about obesity is it's a multifaceted problem. And on 9 Minutes to Better Health, I'm going to arm you with the science that you can use every day to answer important questions. Each podcast, I will tackle the latest research on interesting health and wellness subjects. I'll chat about topics like what's safe to eat during pregnancy, what is the best time of day to exercise, and how many eggs per week can you eat, which is a podcast we tackled in last week's chat, so make sure to go back and listen. But let's get back to today's podcast, mealtime. Does it actually matter when you eat? Is it important to have breakfast? And should I be eating my evening meal before 6 p.m? Make sure to stick around to the end as I'll provide some simple weight loss tips for how to put all this into practice, which also applies to the shift workers listening as well. Firstly, let's look at the stats. We've talked about this in previous episodes, and we all know the problem when it comes to obesity. The number of people struggling with their weight has doubled since 1980. If we look at Australia, for example, approximately 2 in 3 people are now considered overweight. Consequently, we turn to diets, often spruced by big-name celebrities, to lose weight. And many of these diets promote eating little in the morning or skipping breakfast entirely. Intermittent fasting is the current fad we're all talking about, and it often means breakfast is the first to be scrapped from the menu in an attempt to cut calories from the diet and shorten the eating window throughout the day. But as I'm going to discuss today, when you eat and how much you eat at each meal does matter, and it's breakfast that's the most important. This is the time when your body best uses the calories you put in. Let's take a deep dive into the literature to see why that's the case. Before we jump into the science, I want to first give a high-level overview of energy output, or how we burn the calories we put into our body. What I'm referring to is total daily energy expenditure, the number of calories you burn throughout a 24-hour period. To break this down, total energy expenditure is composed of 1. The energy costs of staying alive, referred to as basal metabolic rate, and this equates to about 60 to 80% of your total energy expenditure. 2. The energy expended in order to digest, absorb, and convert food, referred to as diet-induced thermogenesis. Now, this equates to about 10% of your total energy expenditure. And lastly, 3. The energy expended during physical activities, also referred to as activity energy expenditure, amounting to about 15 and upwards of 30% of your total energy expenditure. Now, the one we are interested in for today's chat is diet-induced thermogenesis, the calories we burn when we eat food. For these studies, the researchers are examining where the calories burn after each meal varies throughout the day. You will find these in the show notes. Like with a lot of research, we do find some differing results. Some of them show that diet-induced thermogenesis, or energy expenditure after a meal, doesn't vary during the day. I even found one study that reported a higher energy expenditure after an evening meal when compared to the day. But when you dig deep, it is evident that these studies had their limitations, as they were not conducted in controlled laboratory conditions or biased by the influence of physical activity during the measurements. This brings me to a recent well-conducted study that I want to talk about. It was published in a highly ranked journal called the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. In this study, the researchers tested the assumption that diet-induced thermogenesis differs depending on the time of day and ascertained if this physiological regulation was preserved after low-calorie versus high-calorie intake. Participants in this study underwent a 3-day in-laboratory randomized crossover study. Randomized means they were randomized to each treatment, and crossover means they participated in both treatments with a break in between. And lastly, in-laboratory means they attended and slept in a hospital research environment for the duration of the experiment so that all aspects of the study could be controlled for. They were provided the meals and ate breakfast at 9 a.m., lunch at 2 p.m., and dinner at 7 p.m. To measure total energy expenditure, the researchers used a technique known as indirect calorimetry, which calculates the volume of oxygen consumed and carbon dioxide expired over 30-minute intervals. Basically, this involves putting a transparent ventilated hood over the person for 30-minute recordings. This was done 45 minutes before breakfast and dinner, and then at 30 minutes, 1.5 hours, 2.5 hours, and 3.5 hours after the beginning of breakfast and dinner. So as you can imagine, it was quite laborious for those participating. Recall that what we are talking about in this chat and what the researchers are interested in is this metabolic process termed diet-induced thermogenesis, or how much energy we burn from eating a meal. It is calculated as the difference between how much energy they were burning before the meal and how much energy they were burning after the meal. Interestingly, when they crunched the data, diet-induced thermogenesis after breakfast was 2.5 times higher than dinner. And what this means is their bodies were burning the calories 2.5 times more efficiently after the morning meal compared to the evening meal. And this was the same irrespective of whether they gave them high-calorie or low-calorie meals. So even if you have a low-calorie breakfast, you still burn the calories 2.5 times more efficiently than if you ate the same meal at the evening time. The other interesting thing to discuss is the blood results. Blood glucose levels were lower after breakfast than after dinner, meaning our bodies are better able to get the glucose from the blood into the cells and use it for energy after a morning meal, therefore avoiding high blood glucose peaks. It's evident from this well-conducted research that there is a circadian variation in our energy expenditure. Those who have breakfast can burn up to 2.5 times more calories than those who skip breakfast. But it doesn't stop there. If you're skipping breakfast, there's another issue at hand, because research also tells us that reduced calorie intake at the start of the day is compensated by increased calorie consumption at the end of the day. So not only will you be eating more at the end of the day, you'll also be eating more when your body's working less efficiently. Here are my tips. 1. Start gradual. Introduce a small breakfast at first, especially if you're not used to eating anything first thing in the morning. Start with a piece of fruit or some yogurt. 2. Work towards having 2 small breakfasts to increase the volume of food you're having at the start of the day. Perhaps have a piece of fruit when you first wake up, and then a bowl of oats when you get to the office. 3. As you start to incorporate more food at the start of the day, reduce your portion at the end of the day. Serve up your evening meal on a bread and butter sized plate and eat with something you're uncomfortable with, like an oyster fork or chopsticks, to slow down your eating. 4. Appreciate that your hunger signals don't change overnight. The research shows it takes 66 days to change an old habit into a new habit and for your appetite signaling system to change. After 2 months of keeping this up, that is, building up the amount of food in the morning and reducing in the evening, you'll start to notice an increase in your morning hunger and you'll begin to look forward to breakfast. And lastly, if you're a shift worker, this also applies to you. And it means that even though you're exhausted at the end of the shift, that is in the morning, this is the time when you should be eating the greatest volume of food. The take-home message: our body works more efficiently in the morning. It burns the calories from a meal 2.5 times more efficiently than the evening. Therefore, heavy breakfast eaters stand a better chance at losing weight. Breakfast should be the biggest and is the most important meal of the day. And you don't need to be eating dinner before 6 p.m. What you need to be doing is reducing your evening portion so you start waking up hungry the next day. That's all for today. So please give us a like and share with others if you're enjoying the content, and make sure to subscribe to the podcast to stay updated. The information provided in this podcast is for educational purposes only. It does not substitute professional medical advice or consultations with healthcare professionals.